Вы услышите 5 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-6. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1-6 только один раз. В списке 1-6 есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием. Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
Millions of people watched on TV when Greenpeace activists occupied the platform which the oil company Shell used to store oil and which the company wanted to dump in the Atlantic Ocean. Shell did their best to stop the activists getting to the platform. They used firefighting equipment to shoot seawater at the activists' small rubber boats. In the end, 18 Greenpeace supporters and journalists climbed onto the platform and occupied it.
Speaker B.
In protest against dumping the platform in the Atlantic Ocean, Greenpeace supporters broke 50 Shell petrol stations. Greenpeace activists said they only use peaceful methods for achieving their goal, so they told their supporters to keep calm. As a result, the protesters stopped destroying the stations, but many people stopped buying Shell petrol in protest.
Speaker C.
The platform weighed about 14,500 tons. When Greenpeace said that the platform contained 14,500 tons of toxic things, they had not understood that this was the platform's total weight. Greenpeace also said that the platform contained 5,000 tons of oil. Later they apologized. The true figure was nearer 10 tons of oil mixed with 90 tons of sand.
Speaker D.
I can't understand what Greenpeace were so angry about. The public knows it is wrong to dump all cars in the village pond, and it is wrong for the government to let the oil industry dump its rubbish in the ocean. The public agreed with Greenpeace. The survey showed that 74% believe that Greenpeace should continue campaigning to stop the dumping of oil in the ocean.
Speaker E.
Thousands of pounds were spent on recording and showing TV pictures. The viewers saw the protesters in the small rubber boats bravely trying to reach the platform. Shell scientists kept saying that the platform only contained 10 tons of toxic things mixed with sand, but no one listened. Shell scientists used facts, but Greenpeace pictures were powerful. People just didn't want to believe Shell's facts.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now, you will listen to the texts again. Speaker A.
Millions of people watched on TV when Greenpeace activists occupied the platform which the oil company Shell used to store oil and which the company wanted to dump in the Atlantic Ocean. Shell did their best to stop the activists getting to the platform. They used firefighting equipment to shoot seawater at the activists' small rubber boats. In the end, 18 Greenpeace supporters and journalists climbed onto the platform and occupied it.
Speaker B.
In protest against dumping the platform in the Atlantic Ocean, Greenpeace supporters broke 50 Shell petrol stations. Greenpeace activists said they only use peaceful methods for achieving their goal, so they told their supporters to keep calm. As a result, the protesters stopped destroying the stations, but many people stopped buying Shell petrol in protest.
Speaker C.
The platform weighed about 14,500 tons when Greenpeace said that the platform contained 14,500 tons of toxic things. They had not understood that this was the platform's total weight. Greenpeace also said that the platform contained 5,000 tons of oil. Later they apologized. The true figure was nearer 10 tons of oil mixed with 90 tons of sand.
Speaker D.
I can't understand what Greenpeace were so angry about. The public knows it is wrong to dump all cars in the village pond, and it is wrong for the government to let the oil industry dump its rubbish in the ocean. The public agreed with Greenpeace. The survey showed that 74% believe that Greenpeace should continue campaigning to stop the dumping of oil in the ocean.
Speaker E.
Thousands of pounds were spent on recording and showing TV pictures. The viewers saw the protesters in the small rubber boats bravely trying to reach the platform. Shell scientists kept saying that the platform only contained 10 tons of toxic things mixed with sand. But no one listened. Shell scientists used facts, but Greenpeace pictures were powerful. People just didn't want to believe Shell's facts.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.